20065T. And we do have a letter dated February 6, 2020 from our attorney, Mr. Elliott. He has reviewed the above referenced carrier facility description sales order by and between Empire District Industries Incorporated of Taney County, and that the carrier facility description has an execution date already entered on January 24, 2020, and he approves the carrier facility description as the form. I think we had a question on...
I just want to make sure that you were... You're aware of this? You're good with it?
Okay.
Yep.
Where it's got 1700
Well, we charged $1,700 and $750, so now it's just $1,700.
Okay. Right, yeah, supersedes. And then we'll be, we will be meeting the charge $1,700 a month.
A month?
A month.
Okay.
Which is what we've been doing for 3 years before this.
Okay.
Okay, what it says under CFD, the county was paying $750 per month, and then '02 the county was paying $1,700 per month. Were we paying $1,750 and $1,700 or just $1,700?
I was aware it was only $1,700 the whole time, or should have been.
Well, what's a CFD 2016-121-001? What does that mean?
I don't know.
It says under that.
Description.
It might be in a different contract.
That's what I was
wondering. Yeah, the CFD.
So maybe they raised it 17.
Okay. So before they were billing us two amounts that equaled the 1700.
Okay.
And and when we renewed, they just made one agreement for the flat 1700.
Okay. So this is the same.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you.
You got it.
Do you have any other questions on it?
Mm-hmm.
And I was surprised it was still just Empire District Electric because, you know, everything is Empire Liberty.
This is Empire District. Yeah. But industry is not electric.
So they still go by Empire Connect or something like that. But I think the bills still do just come on an Empire bill. Like
mine come on Liberty.
Yeah.
Well, but your, this comes...
Company. This is a,
pardon? This is different division.
And I don't know if they bought the whole... I don't know.
Right.
So they probably still go by the Empire District.
Yeah.
Okay.
Industries and not Empire Electric.
Well, we can tell to see who signs it.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, it's always somebody out of Joplin that signs it.
Well, and then...
Bruce Short, I think, is the other guy on there.
Yeah. He's the director of telecommunications. Okay. Are you still happy with the service? This is all going good? This
works
is
great. Okay. It's
okay. No questions then.
Move to approve the sales order by and between Empire District Industries and Taney County.
Second with the discussion.
We have a second with discussion.
Probably not important. Do we need to include Empire District Industries, Inc.? I'm just looking at the sales order.
I said Empire Industries.
Yeah, it's just Empire Industries. What's the question again?
Does that need to be included? Ben, that's exactly how it says it.
Included in...
We're approving this right here is what we're approving.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. We're just picky to try to be sure we have no problems.
Okay, I got you. I think.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried.
All right. Thank you, Mark.
Thank you.
University of Missouri Extension update. I don't see anybody, so we'll recess. I have...
Maybe Tim's going to give it.
9:46 a.m. We'll recess and move upstairs for Road and Bridge Roundtable discussion.
I just said that, Brennan, because normally you make it be exactly what it is.